one moment a gift most humans never receive in a lifetime.
Stand by for action.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
What I do on this show doesn't matter. My legacy is cemented. I'm good with the listeners. They adore me. And what I say doesn't matter.
Jeff Lutz.
All you do is make it about you. During the show, I want to be available and accessible.
Excellent. 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for action.
Hello again, everybody. It is a Thursday edition of the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio, and it is a big Thursday. It's our annual Wichita Treasure Show with our good friend, the one and only Brent Chemnitz, is here from Wichita State Athletics, longtime pitching coach during the heyday of Shocker baseball, now in their athletic development staff. Brent, it's good to see you.
Yes, always good to be here.
I see you out and about on the town all the time on Twitter with some of Wichita's biggest dignitaries. It's nice that you're here today.
Well, it's my pleasure. Love it. As I was telling you right before we went on the air, I catch a lot of grief from good friends who give me so much of a hard time for the whole Twitter X post. But hey, in my world, I got to make it look like I'm out and about, and I am.
You are. You're
seeing
out
the
and
good
about.
People of Wichita promoting. I'm the assistant AD for outreach and staff development.
Better reach out then, huh?
Yes, so I'm doing it. I'm getting out, seeing people, and enjoy it.
And if you see Lily Wu out and about, you're going to make it known.
She knows that every time I see her and her boyfriend Steve Clark, who's a great guy, I actually, when we took the picture at Chester's a couple days ago, he was the one that took the picture. I said, Steve, we need to get you in here. He goes, no, I'm the photographer. And then Mike Pelperi happened to be there, so got him in the photo. Anything that's going to make me look like I know all the, you know, powerful people in Wichita.
No question about it. Well, we always look forward to this day, this time of year, this show in which we talk about, you've got a big list put together. I'm going to wing it. Jeff never goes out, and he lives in rural Andale. So,
oh, I've got the longest list here, just right in my brain.
Later on today, we'll make our picks with Jason Duda and the big fella. But for the next hour and 20 minutes or so, we're going to talk about what makes this community special. What are the treasures of Wichita? We welcome your phone calls on the IHOP hotline at 869-1240. If you have an idea or we've missed something, but looking at Brent's list, he's not going to miss much.
No, it's all there.
A lot of this will be, with Brent, it will be...
Self-serving.
That's one way to put it. It will be people that he feels obligated to mention or places of business that he frequents.
What did he just say, though? He's outreach.
He's outreach.
I'm outreach. I get out there in the community. Yes.
Let's start with one of the tried and trues, a Wichita treasure that...
Well, let's just go to what I did. Well, two nights ago, I mentioned the picture at Chester's. So, and I called Mike Pelfrey and Lily treasures. They are for me.
I call her Mayor Wu, but...
Okay. But it was Chester's.
We still call her Lily over at Channel 12.
Yeah, it was after the hoop game, which was painful. And Wichita State basketball needs to be a Wichita treasure for us to thrive. It was definitely a hiccup and a gut punch Tuesday, losing to Kansas City. I don't think anybody saw that coming after a tough second half at DePaul. Now we have K-State coming Saturday. So Wichita State basketball, to me, is a treasure. Kind of a tough road the last few days with K-State coming Saturday. But then you go to Chester's. I'm going to call it Chester's. It's a great steakhouse right there in the waterfront.
What else would you call it?
It's a treasure, for sure. And
it costs a treasure to eat there, but yes, it is a treasure.
Yes. Okay, so what I'm doing is I'm kind of reenacting my last two nights out kind of as treasures. So last night we had the Jay Miller retirement party at Riverfront.
Were you invited to that?
Oh, goodness, no.
What? No?
It doesn't appear that I was, no.
I thought you worked there.
I do, and I thought I was...
Was it for workers? Was it invitation?
I had several people reach out to me. Jay called me several weeks ago and said he told me he was retiring, which didn't stun me, but I hate it. because he, you talk about a Wichita treasure, Jay Miller. So they had the retirement party at Riverfront. We all know Lawrence Dumont forever, which for me was a treasure. I was one of the guys that was sad when they tore it down.
We were all sad, but
well, I don't think everybody was. But
well, no, I mean,
in this room, we were
nostalgic. I don't know about sad.
Yes, and I'm a nostalgia guy. A lot of great memories, but I mean, the plumbing was nothing worked.
No, it was bad.
It had to happen. Okay, so I got to know Jay Miller early on, him and Lou Schweckheimer. Unfortunately, Lou passed away, and Jay was gone for, you know, 3 years or whatever. Brought him back 2 years ago, and we hung probably till close to midnight with the crew there. First to Riverfront, and then walked over to Monarch. Actually got a shot of Riverfront at night, which I thought was, you know, you take a picture in December out over the field, downtown Wichita, which is a treasure. Special night, okay? Can we spend just a couple more minutes on Riverfront / Lawrence Dumont?
Well, I guess. What else do you have?
Well,
I
mean, it's just the memories there, the downtown vibe.
You don't have any memories there. You have memories at Lawrence Dumont.
Right, that's what I mean.
Are we and saying that, Dumont now?
Dumont. I don't know. I'm repeating him.
Dumont. Hey, you get a little older, your speech kind of gets a little gravelly. And then went to Monarch.
And that's a good night.
How do you stay out till midnight?
Well, I don't know how you do that.
That's a great question. That's a fair question. Trust me, this morning I was wondering that. I eat and I nurse whatever alcohol. It's not like I'm slamming them, you know. A little vodka soda crayon lasts me a couple hours.
Vodka soda crayons now you're drinking.
Yes.
Huh? Well, there you go. Nothing wrong with that.
It's a little better than the beer on you.
The Monarch will certainly qualify as a Wichita treasure.
I think so.
And really,
little Jenny Jen Ray
into the Delano district. There Jen Ray mentioned. Let me mark down the.
Yeah, you got it encapsulates the whole Delano with Shamrock, Justin Brown.
Why don't you just make a bingo card and see if he hits all of them?
We should do that from now on. Let's have a bingo card.
Yes.
What names will Chemnitz hit? And I'm sure you guys would get most of them right. But Shamrock's certainly a treasure there.
I've
on that.
I've been to the Shamrock
west,
in a couple years.
West edge of Delano.
I don't know if it's on the west edge of Delano or not. I don't know how far Delano.
Well, to me, it goes to the Shamrock.
There you go. Delano ends at Seneca, but maybe.
No.
No.
Shamrock's part. And I'm part owner, you know that, right?
Yes,
I shared that with you.
Wow.
Well, don't get crazy.
I don't think I knew that.
Well, it's a very small piece. Don't think I'm just sitting there just
you're not the majority
raking in money.
Back in the day when I was frequenting night spots, as you know, the Shamrock is my favorite.
That's back when you were fun.
I was fun.
That kind of went away.
I was fun at one time in my life.
I haven't seen that in a few years, but you were. You were fun.
I was fun.
Shamrock was one of our spots, and Merle's.
Love Merle's.
That was probably our two go-tos. Seems like we went to Pump House one time. Corey Ross, the owner there.
Well, they love us at the Pump House. Both of us have.
Well, our jerseys are up.
Jerseys up there. And dude
Darren,
is about to get
Darren
one.
Darren took care of me. I always butcher his last name.
Edelgren.
Yes, good man. He was at the function last night.
Well, I'm not. Jay, thanks for the invite, I guess.
Well, it was a who's who of Wichita. Maybe if you were nicer to people, it would.
Were you supposed to dress nice? Because that would have eliminated both of us.
No.
I can dress. Listen, it's fine. We wish Jay the best on his journey back to Texas and glad he had a good going away. Riverfront Stadium, for sure, Wichita treasure.
Right, and you hit the Delano, so we got in Shamrock.
Let's stay in that downtown area.
Yes, okay.
Because what they're about to do on South Broadway between Kellogg and Douglas, they've got a new school going in there. I can't think of it. It's a medical school, and it's going to transform that whole area.
Well, and South Broadway, I'm going to have to defer to you because you're very familiar.
Yeah, I've done a lot of
South Broadway. You've spent a lot of time there, so I'm gonna. How many hotels, motels?
I've
do they
have? All of them.
How many do they have? 70. Like within about a 3 mile stretch
about
on
that.
South Broadway,
and good things going on in all of them.
Yes.
Lots of
maybe you can pick us up on some
transactions,
of those spots.
Business. being taken care of.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, that area is going to get a lot better. There's been a lot of property bought on North Broadway, and I think that's going to get transformed to some degree because it's an absolute mess. But speaking of North Broadway, a Wichita treasure in my mind is the Artichoke.
Oh, 100%.
I love the Artichoke. Now, they have the new place out at 29th and Rock.
Yes.
But I love going to the Artichoke. It's a great feel. You know about feels.
I'm a big feel guy. So I don't get in there often, but it's right there by not far from Nifty Nut House.
Correct.
Which is definitely a treasure.
No question.
Thank God for the Nifty Nut House. It's half
never
of my...
Never been somehow, which is...
What?
I've
never been to the Nifty Nut House.
Isn't that
That's
crazy?
Half of my Christmas gifts.
I feel that. I've gotten...
I am shocked by
gifts
that.
From there, but I've never been in there myself.
That is a...
That's criminal.
A literal candy land.
I know. Maybe that's why I shouldn't step inside, because I have more than a little bit of a sweet tooth.
Well, but you can get almonds and healthy nuts and stuff in there.
Yeah. Brent, I'm surprised Brent doesn't have almonds with him right now.
Well, almonds aren't bad.
I think I do. But no, you walk in there, and what's crazy, you can walk in there, especially right now. It can be at 10 o'clock on a Monday morning, and it's packed. And it's an electric atmosphere. Like I say, I'm not kidding when it's like half of my Christmas gifts. Who's not going to like a little basket, a shocker basket, for Christmas? But
it's a great place.
Absolutely.
No question.
But anyway, getting back on track, Artichoke, I don't really call that North Broadway. I guess it is. What's the cutoff?
It's Murdoch and Broadway.
Okay. But and then you go on North Broadway. I thought you were going to say Savoots. Italian.
Well, that's way down there,
right?
And we all appreciate Savoots because Jeff went to school with one of the people that now runs Savoots, and you remember, and I remember, the great Pete Savoot.
Played for El Dorado
Kurz. Yes, he did.
Kurz of Kansas.
Yes, he did.
Who was a manager of that
Darryl
team?
Darryl Spencer.
Yes. I actually played against that team. 1977 Dodge City A's, Jayhawk League team, and we went to El Dorado.
Who was your manager?
Piper was his last name.
Lee Piper?
It was, I think, one of his brother, Glenn Piper, his brother, coached at Northern Oklahoma Junior College.
Okay.
That was my one basketball offer. I got a basketball
offer.
You got offer.
A basketball offer.
Yes. Now, it was kind of like, okay, you're going to have to play baseball and basketball. But it was baseball with the stipulation, we're only giving you this if you play basketball.
And that's in Oklahoma and Tonkawa.
So I can say, yeah, I was recruited, you know.
Which is a school of about 27,
exactly.
I believe.
Yes. But Glenn Piper, it was his brother, and I forget his name, Roy, I believe. But I think I went back to when I became a pitching coach. One of the first things I did was call to all my former coaches and apologize because I was the guy that I hated. I nibbled too much. I didn't attack the zone. I pitched,
that's how you pitch.
I pitched backwards. Needed to work more off my fastball.
Well, if you hated that, why'd you do it?
I walked too many people.
I don't think he knew at the time.
If I would have been my own pitching coach, I'd have been much better. So I worked off the things that I did and hated. And then all of a sudden, it's like attack the zone, work off your fastball, head in the count, 0-1, 0-2, 1-2.
And the biggest one of all, keep the ball down.
Keep the ball down. That, as you know, you took the pitching coach, or not pitching coach, the coaching of baseball. And I knew two things, to keep the ball down and throw strikes.
That's genius.
That's where it ended.
Hey, by the way, before we move on to the Wichita Treasures, and we're going to get sidetracked here all day because Brent and I go way, way back. Tell Jeff, because he doesn't believe anything I tell him, who was the person who got the 100% grade in the baseball class at Eugene? And was it JT or Lauren Hibbs did back in the day?
Well, your years, it would have been Hibbs.
I think it was Hibbs.
Yes. Gene taught it. I taught it. Hibbs taught it. I think I had the most of the topics.
You were there quite often,
yes.
As I recall.
But to answer your question, Kirk Siminoff.
Well, that's wrong.
I love that. Thank you.
I think you did make 100%. You were a model student.
Thank you.
In that class.
Yes. Well, he was diligent. He was there. He asked good questions. It kept him entertained.
Well, I love baseball.
Of course.
I think
we all do.
Didn't we have him the Heskett?
Yes, we did.
See? Okay.
Is John Dreyfurt still teaching that class out there?
It's not that class.
It's
John
a different
does more
class. His is history of baseball. And I think a lot of our guys, and John's a treasure, by the way, John Dreyfurt.
Absolute treasure.
Easy. But he has the history of baseball class, and I think our players took it thinking, oh, this would be a breeze. That's a tough class. I mean,
that is a
they'll
tough.
All tell you that he makes you accountable. You'll, like, do reviews at his house, and it's not a it's
hey,
not a
the,
soft toss.
By the way, we're going to have – you mentioned John Dreyfurt, and it made me think of who are some of the treasures associated with League 42. In a couple months, on March 1, we're going to have a 70th birthday party for four people that have been active in League 42. I'm one of those, but the other three – are Larry Dennis, an absolute Wichita treasure.
Okay.
A former North High All-State basketball player. Mike Gere.
Absolutely.
Undoubtedly a Wichita treasure.
The Mike Gere Baseball Park at Collegiate.
Most, I've been at Collegiate forever. And David Jabara.
Ah!
And, who
he's
lives,
on my list, by the way.
Who lives three doors down from me. And, of course, David's on your list.
He's my tax guy.
Well, and you're looking to get a cut.
A huge supporter of baseball and basketball.
No doubt.
Definitely a treasure. Is Mark Grogan not getting any votes?
Mark Grogan's not going to be 70.
Ah, so it's you got to be 70 to get this?
That birthday party is for the four of us that are either have recently turned 70 or are about to.
Gotcha. Okay, because I was thinking of some treasures you're forgetting about.
Well, Mark Grogan helps run our golf tournament.
Yes.
He's been outstanding.
Tireless former, energy.
Former Shocker baseball player.
Yes.
Let me mark him down. That's four names.
Is Clinton Yates getting any love?
Clinton Yates from ESPN, not a Wichita treasure.
Does it stun you that I became friends with him when he was in town?
I would use the term friends loosely. My guess is that you haven't had any contact with Clinton.
Well, there's been a couple texts, but
have there really?
Yes, Kenny.
What did you text him about?
Kenny Williams Jr. connected us,
right?
And
Yates from ESPN, by the way.
Right, and he did
was
a great
here doing
did a great story on League 42, Jackie Robinson.
Right.
Good work,
what,
and it was
what,
like
what
a.
What did
book.
You text him about? I'm just
I forget.
Curious.
I forget. But there's been some dialogue since he left.
That makes me laugh.
He loved coming into town. He got a Shocker baseball experience. Great column on League 42, which League 42, and we're kind of saying this, so obviously, Wichita Treasure. How many years now?
12.
12 years. Well, good for you.
12 years.
No, it's a, and I say this every time I go there, it's kind of a feel-good situation. When you go there, and then you got the indoor now, which is
an indoor facility and a classroom.
Do you go there daily?
I go there quite often. Yeah, not maybe daily, but I'm there. I was there this morning. I go in the mornings.
Describe yourself as a CEO. Easy going, drill sergeant.
Very
loved,
easy going.
Hated.
Very easy going.
Is he loved, hated, Jeff? What do you think?
I don't know. That's
not
tough.
Hated.
Probably somewhere in between.
Yeah, I don't know that loved would be the right word, but I think when you're in a position of authority, which I had never been in before League 42 started, I was always an underling, a worker, an employee. But now that I am quote unquote in charge, you just try to be fair with people, right?
Yes, absolutely. Good work.
That's what you try to do.
Yes. Well, that whole area
the people
down
who work hard, and
you got some Wichita treasures right down there, McAdams Park.
McAdams Park is an incredible treasure.
I spent countless hours there recruiting. It's the first time I saw Mike Pelfrey pitch. He's a Wichita treasure.
Well, it's the first game Wichita State baseball ever played.
Yes, I actually pitched there
McAdams
for Phillips
Park.
University. As a senior.
Why does it have to be about you all
well,
of a sudden?
Well, that's kind of
because I got
good
the
tidbit.
I got the mic in my hand. That's why. And then you got Westside Athletic Field, which is now the home of Friends University,
right.
Which is a treasure that and Newman. But I think they call it Hall of Fame Park now. Does that sound right?
Kansas Baseball Hall of Fame
Park. But it's still Westside to me. We already talked about Dumont. You got Westside is. Or West Urban, I'm sorry.
Right.
How many games did you play? Did you play countless games at West Urban?
Yes.
Back in the day?
Good, positive experience.
Yes, for sure.
We enjoyed West Urban.
Now,
it was a little different then than it is now.
I remember you coaching back in the day. Jeff, what was your dad like as a coach?
Oh, goodness.
Painful?
We don't have enough time. It was not a treasurable experience.
That doesn't fit into the Wichita Treasure
Probably
Show.
Not. Well, to do,
look at my win-loss record.
Yeah, you're welcome.
There you go.
That's what I got. I remember you came over to a game one night at Westside Athletic.
Yes.
I got kicked out of the game at the home plate meeting before the game.
Good work.
And that was just in honor of you.
Not only do I not remember that, I don't remember playing. Oh, I guess we did play some games at Westside occasionally.
Well, that's when we were playing both West Urban and Senior Rookie. We did both.
Right, but weren't most of those games at McAdams?
No, there was a mix.
Okay.
As there still is today. Both of those fields still utilized for that.
Nice.
Let's take a break. We're just getting started. When we come back, we'll get more into some Wichita Treasures individuals. This is right up your alley.
Yes.
Now.
Soft toss me. I got a long list.
Long list of people that you regard
as
a Wichita Treasure.
Before we go into break, you got Dave Hawley and Mitch Fiegel.
Yeah, well, that's just a taste of what's to come. As this is our annual Brent Suckup, Wichita Treasure Show on KFH.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
Our guest, Brent Chemnitz, he's here for the Wichita Treasure Show that we do every year right around Christmas. And Brent has a list. We're going to get into individuals who we regard as Wichita treasures. Jeff, name one. You go first.
You just put me on the spot
right
there.
Who do you regard as a Wichita treasure?
So I've probably dealt with a lot of coaches over the years, and man, the first guy who came into my mind, and you're going to laugh at me because of the conversations we've had regarding him recently, but Joe Auer is a Wichita treasure.
Well, no question,
in my opinion.
Jeff's been sitting on a big feature story on Joe Auer for 2 or 3 years. He did the big interview with Joe Auer. But he hasn't gotten around to writing that yet. What are your thoughts?
Well, I'm a huge Joe Auer fan. And so while we're on Joe Auer, and I totally agree, great run in basketball. He's also an outstanding baseball coach.
Yes, he was.
And then he shifted to just basketball. But let's just stay on City League basketball for a minute. Because City League basketball, for me, is kind of its own bucket of Wichita treasure. I came here in August of 78, senior year, Ricky Ross, Antoine Carr. I bounced around watching games in the old gyms, and there's still a few, I guess. A lot of them are new, which probably needed to happen. But I would follow Ricky Ross everywhere he played. And we had Antoine Carr signed at Wichita State, watched him some. Used to play at Henry Levitt Arena in some of those matchups.
Oh. Had 8,700 people?
Yes, for a high school game. And so when you start talking City League, I mean, you can go on and on about the Goose Doughty. Lafayette Norwood was for him. Now, he left, and he went to KU, right?
Yes.
With
Darnell Valentine.
Which was
package deal.
That was right when I was coming into town. Calvin Alexander was on that great team. I actually I played summer baseball with him. Actually probably made his name in boxing.
I wish you'd have boxed him. That would have been a good story to tell.
But he was a good
dude. He might not be sitting here right now.
Ole and Alexander. You had Antoine Carr. You had James Carr. Who were the other two?
Doc Holden and Darnell Valentine. That's the best starting five I've ever seen in high school basketball.
They beat Wyandotte by like 50.
Well, right? They beat them by a million, but they were up 25-0 in the state championship game before Wyandotte scored. And it was 58-17 at halftime.
Now, where was that game played?
In Kansas City.
Wow. Were you at that
game? I was.
Nice. Well, see, that was my first taste. And then right in that same time frame, you've got Aubrey Trott was a couple years later, Greg Dreiling, Carl Papke. I mean, you could go on, and I just fell in love with City League basketball. Tuesdays and Fridays, for me, were going to these games, and I know you were the beat writer. And was that your favorite beat, City League basketball?
I will, till the day I'm not here any longer, covering the City League from the years 1975 to 1981 was the highlight of my career. People think, wait a minute, you were a columnist. You got to cover the Shockers. You've been to Final Fours. You've done all this other stuff. And, yes, that was fun, and I loved it. But I covered the City League at its apex. You cannot... There will never be another time when it's as good.
Well, I got a taste right when I rolled into town. Ricky Ross, I just got a text from Thomas Kosich. Oh, and he reminded me, he's a treasure for sure, even though he lives in Malibu, Aspen, and Hawaii. Mm. But he makes plenty of trips into Wichita. Just a very passionate supporter. Played here in the 80s. But he reminded me, Ricky's 64. And yeah.
Well, Darnell Valentine, who graduated in 77, is 65. Ricky actually is a little younger.
Okay. But what would
tell Kosich to please be accurate.
Be accurate with his ages. but to me, I threw Connor Frankamp in there with Ricky because I got to know Connor when he was with Wichita State basketball. I followed him around at North High, too. Just watching him play.
No doubt.
So I'd say Frankamp and Ross are right there for me as the best ever. But just a great run. Who's the top five coaches for you, City League history? You got to put Joe Auer in there.
Steve Eck, obviously.
Oh, absolutely. Still coaching over at Capen. Yeah. Okay.
Auer, Eck.
Is Ron Allen?
I love Ron Allen and Carl Taylor. I love those guys. They would probably be in my five. And then you'd probably put Bill Heimbaugh in there.
Bill Heimbaugh for sure.
Yes.
Cy Sickles.
You love Jeff your Cy Sickles.
That's before
Cy
me.
Cy Sickles coached at East in the 60s. And
well, now you got to talk Ralph Miller.
Well, Ralph Miller, but he wasn't there long enough. Cy Sickles was there. Cy Sickles coached Jamie Thompson, Kelly Pete, Terry Benton. I mean... The 60s don't get enough credit.
Well, 60s is basketball. It's my time warp in life in Perry, Oklahoma that I always love to refer to. I was 4 to 14, priceless years. But, yeah, in Wichita's 60s, that would have been with the guys you just described. That makes you coach guys like that, it makes you a really good coach.
Yeah,
did you know that?
It helps. It helps, helps your resume. Okay, so let's get into some other people who you regard as Wichita treasures.
Bucky Walters.
Bucky Walters, your stylist.
Well, Bucky retired. I had to find a new guy.
So I bet that was hard with your flowing hair.
So now I have a guy at Village Barbershop. It's over next,
now, how does that work?
Next to the old Genies. Well, I was shopping around for a new stylist, and I walked in there.
Stylist.
And I asked this guy, I said, hey, I explained that my stylist had retired at 85. It's the only one I've had since I've been in Wichita. So he took me on. It takes him like 6 minutes to do his work.
When you go in every time, does he say, hey, welcome, village idiot? Since he's in the village.
Ah, nice.
Because that's a term you used to love to say.
I still use that term. Now, Bucky, I think I went to Bucky more for the entertainment value. He's a local comedian.
Yes.
And a good friend of all of ours. But it would take Bucky like 45 minutes. And if you asked Bucky a question, it was going to be another.
Well, he's going to go on and on.
That's part of the reason I went to Bucky. Greer Jones went to Bucky.
Another Wichita treasure.
Yes, for sure. Love Greer. Bob Hull was another client of Bucky. So we're all kind of scrambling.
Well, everybody who has very little hair loved going to Bucky.
Yes, it was perfect. Let's take a minute for Greer, though. I mean, here's a guy that was an outstanding golfer, obviously.
Outstanding athlete.
Wasn't he a great football player?
Great football player, great baseball player,
yeah.
Great golfer, played on the PGA Tour. Has a granddaughter now who looks like she's going to be the next big thing in local golf, so we'll see.
Nice. Okay, the Candle Club.
Candle Club, not a person.
Well, that's I'm leading into that. You've got Judah Craig, who runs the Candle Club, treasurer. You got the primary owner, Steve Root. Can we spend a minute on Steve Root?
Go ahead. Jeff knows him pretty well.
He's a Kansas Baseball Hall of Fame guy. Owned the Wingnuts, just as good a guy as you're going to get. But the whole Candle crew, you got Nate Robertson, you got Gary Osterman. It's a very who's who group of local treasures.
There you go.
Absolutely. Do you guys ever make it in the Candle Club?
I've been there maybe twice.
Yeah, we're not. Here's what you have to understand about us. We like our homes. We like our little dogs and cats and wives and things like that are a little more traditional than your lifestyle.
You don't get out into the local clubs?
Not as much.
Not like I used to, Brent.
So, the cowboy. I mean, that was a treasure.
That was a treasure. What about what's a treasure now? The cowboy was a treasure.
He said he's a nostalgia guy. Let him have
his. Thank you, Jeff.
I love the nostalgia, but that's 40 years ago.
Well, lettuce was, if we're talking 40.
Lettuce.
Fridays, lettuce, pogos. I mean, the College Inn.
Yes.
Craig Bauer ran the College Inn.
Craig Bauer, wonderful.
His dad, Dwight, owned it. But those are great memories. The Wichita State football team had a reunion back in September, and Kevin couldn't be there. He was off, so he asked me to take his place. Well, I took a totally different approach than Kevin would have. Kevin would have actually been professional and had slides and talked about the future of the university and things that matter. All I did was told old football stories. Okay, it was beautiful. I mean, Joe Williams, the 67-yard field goal.
67-yarder.
Yes. He was there. He was Jumpy Gathers was at the event.
How many of those folks, now we've not had football here for almost 40 years.
I was at the last game.
How many of those folks were still lamenting that?
The old football days?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a group of alums.
But, I mean, telling you, it's, you know, some of those guys are still not happy about that.
Right. I mean, well, you had a room of guys that, yeah, it's not fair to say everybody. Somebody asked the question, okay, is it on the radar to get football back? Well, the answer is no. But I feel like Jay Hull, who was kind of MC, gave
Wichita Southeast
High School. I feel like he gave a good description of why it's not feasible, at least at this point. But you talked football in those days. Dennis Cavalier was the Southeast guy. Eddie Crewell.
Jim Davey before him.
It was a great group, and they had a lot of great athletes on that team. Kevin Clinton, quarterback and also pitcher, went on to KU.
You're jumping around more than normal.
Well,
that's a lot.
It's age, okay?
He's got his list.
Yes.
He does have his list, but boy, I got to pay attention.
I'm not even sure you've referenced your list at this point.
I don't think so either.
Very much off the cuff.
I'm kind of on a roll. Scott Martin, have we talked about him yet?
Wonderful guy. Played against sports.
Yes.
Former Shocker.
Isn't he the head of the Goddard Complex?
He is, and West Urban and Southwest Boys Club.
Nice.
How many former Shockers are around in businesses? I know Adam McCullough was doing a thing for a while. Are there a lot of guys who are still in town with businesses, or is that?
Yeah, I hit on every single one of them for something. It's like, all right, we got to get you to get a foursome. We got to get you to buy a table. I mean, Jason White's very prominent in the aircraft.
Well, we love Jason
business.
White.
Yeah.
Jason White, a longtime listener to this show.
Yes, he will jump in some. Spike Anderson listens. He'll be upset if I don't mention him.
Absolutely.
He actually sits courtside.
Todd Novascone, who we both know, says you mentioned the Why Not
right bar there,
right
yes.
up to east of Wichita State used to be there.
Well, you're talking it. You got to talk Cedar. You got to talk Flicker. You got to talk Street Lights. You got to talk McNasty's. All treasures right there around the Wichita State.
Yeah, right around
State
the
campus.
Yes.
And Kirby's. Do you still go to Kirby's two or three
Kirby's
times a week?
I haven't been to Kirby's in a long time. I'm not living there anymore. I just...
How many times do you go out to cocktail lounges a month?
Zero.
How about you, Jeff?
As much as I used to, which is never.
Wow. Well, see, my job dictates that I get out and see people.
Sure it does.
I got to be seen.
Right. No question.
Yes.
That's why better to be seen than in a dark bar.
Yes.
Brent Kemnitz with us for our annual Wichita Treasure Show. And, you know, we have both been to see the Eagles at Intrust Bank Arena. Certainly that is a Wichita treasure.
I just sold my Eagles ticket.
We fought long and hard to get that place built. What's that?
I just sold my Eagles ticket for February at the Sphere.
Huh. We'll talk about that another time.
Okay, we'll talk about it another time.
Hey, we went to the Eagles in St. Louis. What year was that?
Oh, my goodness.
94-ish?
Was it that?
Riverport.
Yeah, probably 94.
Riverport Amphitheater.
Probably 94. David Chad was with us.
Yes. See, you got his name.
One of us didn't go to the concert.
Your dog is like is messing with my cord.
Our dog is being a little bit of a pain, but that's okay.
Yeah, dogs.
She's a sweetheart.
Dogs get a pass. But, you talk interest. I think Sports Daily should take credit for getting that built. Me, you, and Bruce Hurdle pumped that up for years. The vote initially was a no.
Right.
Right?
Well, I did. I mostly pumped it up in my... as a columnist
when you wrote for the Eagle Beacon,
that's correct. Yes,
that's a
the evening edition.
Yes, but I remember that being a topic for years, and it got voted down, and then it got back on the docket. And what was the opening? 2010,
2009.
Okay, and it is a treasure. I remember the first event. I think I went to maybe George Strait, and I remember thinking, okay. Wichita's arrived. This is a big time, 15,000.
Well, we have that. We have Riverfront Stadium now. I mean,
a lot of good stuff. And I was talking to the people downtown last night. There's going to be stuff around there in the next few years. Restaurants, night
that's
spots.
That's part of that South Broadway explosion you're about to see.
That's awesome. Anytime you can pump some into downtown, I'm a fan. I just think it's healthy.
And as a guy who still gets out almost every night.
Exactly. Well, I tell everybody, I'm a twice-a-week guy. That doesn't mean I'm out crushing drinks two nights, but I'm usually out at least once, maybe twice a week. I think it's important in my world. And, like, tonight, my daughter is here back from KU. I just got a text, lemongrass.
That's where you're headed.
That's where they want to go, so I'll probably try it. It's right down there, not far from Pump House.
Right.
And so we'll probably go to dinner there tonight.
Well, good for you guys.
That'd be good. But along the interest, you got the casino. Now, we all know that's not Wichita, but you got Cotillion. You've got the Wave. You got
the Orpheum Theater.
The Orpheum, that's what I was kind of drawing a blank on. But as a guy that has sold Wichita since 78, there's plenty to sell. I mean, there's 500,000 if you take the Metroplex. But Wichita is a community, and I say this all the time. When people come here, they don't leave. They stay here. That's our biggest selling point. But I always say you'd be stunned at the acts that roll through Wichita. Now, Intrust or the casino maybe get the latest, you know, the Taylor Swift, the George Strait, the Garth Brooks, whatever. But you go to a Cotillion, you'll get Three Dog Night. You're laughing. What a great band. It's my favorite in the 70s.
They are awesome.
Yes.
And they're coming to the amphitheater.
See?
In Andover in the spring. I'm sorry, in the fall. I think next September with the Little River Band.
See?
But it's just...
Are we the only two people that know who Three Dog
Night?
No,
we're not, but it just strikes me as funny.
Well, I saw Clay Walker and Tracy Lawrence at the Cotillion a couple years ago.
Cotillion's a great venue.
The Guess Who rolled through here.
I wish I'd have seen that.
Yes.
Did you see it?
Yes.
Where were they?
Well, it was a place on Rock Road. Burton Cummings was not with them, but it was... one of the little, I remember thinking this little, I'm drawing a blank on the name of it. No way the Guess Who is playing here. But to get back to my point, there's a
Temple Live.
There's
it?
Something. For,
no, that's
there's
not
something
wrong.
For everybody. At the venues here in town.
Yes. Even those we can remember. Okay. Back to individuals. You're not getting nearly as deep into some of the people.
Paul Sollentrop.
What,
I already mentioned Kirk Siminoff, but Wichita, Paul Sollentrop.
A Wichita treasure.
Absolutely.
Oh.
He's my voice.
And Paul would laugh at this.
He's
just like
no,
I am.
He's my voice of reason.
In strategic communications at Wichita State. He's such a Wichita. I need to explain who you're talking about, but go ahead.
That happens sometimes.
Everybody loves him. And then the guy that is my mentor, Alex Johnson,
oh.
The whole Johnson family. You got Sean, who's assistant GM for the Minnesota Twins.
Right.
And I get it. He's not in Wichita, but he's from Wichita. Treasure. And Alex Johnson, he's my boss, so to speak, in the athletic department.
Jeff played baseball against him back in the day.
Sounds right.
He was with Jack Lane.
Yeah, he was a Rebel.
And then if you go with the athletic department of Wichita State, we have
here we go.
We got Chris Lamb. We got Steve Rainbolt.
Be careful now. You're going to forget somebody.
Well, I'm going more with the tenured people.
Okay.
So that keeps me safe.
In other words, the people who matter.
Well, the people that have been there like 20-plus years.
Trying to get you in trouble.
No.
Yeah.
So I'm going to stop there because we have a lot of new coaches. Coaches that have been there that are very successful. But when you talk about those two, it's 20 years
plus.
Chris Lamb,
Steve Rainbolt. Hard to argue.
Yes, for sure. And
I think you'd have to now throw Christy Brudner.
Well, she was in my mind, and I can get by with that because she's been there a while. Wonderful coach, wonderful person. So just a lot of great things going on. But then you start talking about, okay, the athletic world – in Wichita. We mentioned Eck. We mentioned Joe Hauer. Who are the baseball people that are still out there? You got Charlie Ebright.
Charlie Ebright at Bishop Carroll, head baseball coach.
Yes. You got Rocky Helm.
Rocky
over
at
Mays.
Yeah.
I like to go to people that have been here a while, and that kind of gives you a little, you know, you can dig in a little bit with those people.
How about we haven't mentioned somebody who pulled off a big upset Tuesday night, back at Bishop Carroll, Dale Faber.
I'd love Dale.
An absolute Wichita treasure.
Now, wait a minute. Is he coaching again?
At Bishop Carroll.
He left Friends?
He's still working there in development, trying to take some of the money you're trying to get.
Well, exactly.
But
We're all grinding on the same people.
And his top assistant is Chris Davis.
Well, Chris is a treasure for sure.
Chris.
And Dale Faber's a treasure.
Weston Scharch, our friend at Capen.
No question.
You talk about a coaching staff. You got Weston Scharch at Capen. You got Steve Eck and Mike Pelfrey's a baseball coach.
Now, Weston has never won a state title, but I don't hold that against him.
No, absolutely not. That's why you brought it up.
I love Weston Scharch.
I
tell him all the time. He's that guy you still pull for because he's what I call old school. I feel the same way about Chris Davis, although, you know, Chris isn't a head coach now, but it's good to see he's still involved. Is this Dale Faber's first year back?
First year back at Carroll. They beat Capen the other night. Big upset. Big win.
I don't think they'd call it an upset. I talked to our friend Chris Davis the day of that game,
I think we got a chance. My sources tell me that it was an upset.
Was that at Capen?
That was at Carroll.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. Dale Faber, when he took the development job at Friends like 3 years ago, reached out to me. I actually went over there two or three times, and I said, dude, you're going to kill in this because people love you in town. He's got a very real demeanor about him. And In fact, we play them, and I was going to reach out to him to, you know, see if I could connect with him. But I guess I live in a closet. I did not know he's coaching at Cape or at Carroll. It makes me happy. That's
well,
good.
We've talked about it on this show many
times. I don't listen to your show.
Apparently not.
So that's probably the reason.
You still have this show on your radio in the middle of the afternoon.
I listen to you.
You're probably napping.
Well, you know, my nap's from 12:30 to 1. So
you have a couch in your office now?
No, I go home. I go to lunch around 11. I eat quick. Obviously, if I'm with a donor, it's longer. But if it's just me, I can get in and out. Like today, Livingston's Diner, definitely a Wichita treasure.
Oh.
Okay. John Shaft, the owner, write that down. And then I go get a quick nap. If you go over 15 or 20 minutes, so it's counterproductive. And then you're just dreary. But I do have my amino energy drinks, so give me a little jolt.
Another Wichita treasure.
Yes. But anyway, 2 to 4, I do try to get out and drive around. I listen to you until you grind on Jeff, and then I turn it.
So that's a ridiculous.
I'd listen for about 15 seconds.
Jeff grinds on me more than I ever
grind
on Jeff.
When you start grinding on him, I'm like, all right.
What's your relationship like with your dog?
Let's see.
Sweetheart. How'd Calm 3
100%.
Go? Is that how it is?
100%.
It's just always so flowery and...
I turn it and see what Gottlieb has to say.
Really?
As soon as you start grinding on Jeff. I start with you, okay? But when you just... It's like, shut up, Jeff. You got nothing. It's like, right.
People love that about this show.
Okay, well...
Why have we been on 9 years?
How can I argue? Well, that's what I was getting ready to say. I got to give you props.
I must.
You've been on for a minute.
The give and take is what makes this show unique, plus our attention to things that are local. And that's why this show is the best show in the market, and it is a Wichita treasure.
Wow.
There you go.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but let's wrap up hour number one on that.
There you go. We'll take a break.
Bring yourself some love.
We've got another segment yet to come with Brent Chemnitz.
Let's get into burger places and restaurants.
You still haven't done enough individuals, but we can do burger places, restaurants. That'll be our focal point when we come back. This is Bob and Jeff on KFH.
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Ready.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
What do you want me to be? Sister. Here are the choices. This guy. Jeff, how are you? You look good today. Did you trim your eyebrows?
I like.
Jeff Lutz.
It's not really about sense of humor. It's about whether I want to humor you. Do I? Not really.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
I heartily endorse this event or
All right, welcome back. Hour number two, Bob and Jeff here on KFH Radio. Brent Chemnitz in with us today, our annual Wichita Treasure Show. Brent, formerly, long time, 37 years?
38 years, Bob.
38 years, Wichita State pitching coach, now in development.
Ninth year.
Senior athletic director. How much did you have to pay to get that title?
I like that title. They thought about changing it, but I said, no, I like that. Assistant AD for outreach.
Oh, assistant, not senior.
No. I made it clear early on, I'm not trying to be an AD or move up the ladder. I like my niche. My niche is get out in the community, promote, and ask everybody I see for money.
All right.
But at least they know that, so you cut through the chase.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it.
Yes.
I hated that part of what I do now with a nonprofit. But now it's just second nature.
Yes, yes.
So let's
Mike
talk.
Cooper, how come we didn't mention Bite Magazine?
How did you not mention him?
Yes.
I mean, you talk about a Wichita treasure.
Absolutely.
And we love you, Mike, but whatever. Let's go into burger joints.
Well, there's a top.
Oasis.
That's one on my list.
Well, there you go.
But there's five. Okay, for
me. Let me see if I can guess.
Top five burgers in Wichita. Oasis is on that list. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Buster's Burger Barn down on MacArthur Road.
It's not on my list.
No?
That would be others
Bill's
receiving
Charcoal
votes.
Grill?
I was there 2 weeks ago.
Pretty solid, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Me and Mark Rogers are going to go there soon. Me and Josh Shorter went there recently.
Two other Wichita treasures.
Yes, absolutely. It would be others receiving votes.
Well, if you don't have Freddy's on your list, then there's...
Others receiving votes, although I love Freddy's.
What else? What do you have? And I'm going to mention some... I'm going to mention one that nobody talks about, but I'm going to mention it. Go ahead. Who do you have?
Well, Ty's Diner.
Oh, Ty's Diner, of course.
Okay, that may be one. But Ty's Diner, great fries, great burger.
Great atmosphere.
Treasure, great atmosphere.
Good feel.
Check every box. Now, Bomber Burger was on there, but it went under because the owner passed away.
Hate that when that happened.
Did you ever go to Bomber
Burger?
I like
Bomber Burger.
Yes. You know, when I'd go there, they only take cash. And when I'd go there, I'd always say, you know what? I'm just going to go for it. I'd get like a cheeseburger, fries, chili. I wouldn't drink water. I'd drink pop. It's like, you know what? If you're gonna jump into the experience, let's do it.
And if you're going to pay cash,
yes.
I got a lot of cash.
And the owner was a guy that hated the Chiefs. He was a Pittsburgh Steelers guy.
And he'd let you know it.
Yes. So they were on the list. Timbuktu, we're going to call
it. I like Timbuktu. They are another place that only takes cash.
Yes, and it's a great burger, great atmosphere.
Can I just say this about that? Come on, people. Nobody uses cash anymore. I hate to be that guy, but let's go. See, you don't like
it's an old
school like
thing.
That. You don't like
I'm
any,
a cash guy.
You
that's
know what you've
thing.
Lost? You tell me I've lost. I'm no fun anymore. Here's what you've lost. Because of what you do now, this mucho love for everything in your life.
Everybody's beautiful, Jeff.
You
yes. I love everybody.
It makes you uncomfortable when I go and tell Timbuktu that they need to not just take cash.
Well, I'm a cash guy. If there's only one negative that I have about Riverfront Stadium is, say I get three vodka crayons over the course of an evening.
An inning,
I have. And Tim Grubbs, he told me last night I need to continue to come down and do some games with him, and I enjoy that. But I'll go home with like three different receipts as opposed to paying cash. So you got to go and balance your book that night, and it's like three different receipts, and I don't know.
You balance your books after one night of having three cocktails?
Well, every night I balance. If I spent money that day,
That's so you.
Balance my checkbook.
That's so you.
What's wrong with that trait?
That is so. What's the word?
You don't bounce checks like that. Okay.
I'm going to name now this is a national chain.
They don't count.
But I'm going to name it anyway. And I don't know if you go there. But in terms of having a great burger, Brahms.
Oh my God, I can't argue with you. I that was all ready to kind of jump down your throat. That's a go-to for me maybe once a week. I'll do drive-thru at Brahms.
Try the bacon cheeseburger.
Well, I just get the junior cheeseburger, small fry, and I do a water.
Mr. Health over here.
Yes, exactly. Hey,
I do three cranberry vodkas.
And I need a lemon, please.
There you go. Yeah, the small fry, water, and do you have a bottle of vodka?
Yes, straight. No, Brahms, I can't argue with you. Good for you.
Did you name all five of your burger places?
Well, I'm going Oasis, Tides, Timbuktu. I'm going to take Bomber Burger off because they're no longer. Sport Burger.
On Hillside.
Yes.
Very good.
Sport Burger.
Is that still around? I thought something happened with that.
No.
I think it's still around.
It's still going there. And some of the other ones, I'm looking at my list. You got Calvin's. Hamburger Haven, you mentioned Bill's.
West Street Burger, good. You don't come to the West Side often.
Here's the one that I'm going to put in there since I had to take Bomber Burger off. I'm going to go TJ's Burger House.
Yeah, TJ's is good.
There you go.
Right there, Delano. Yeah. So that's my five. I'm a big burger guy, and, you know, everybody like wants you to think that meat or red meat or whatever is bad for you. It's actually... can help your red or white blood cell count.
Interesting.
Did you know that?
Dr. Brent Chemnitz with us today.
I learned that when I had knee issues a couple years ago.
How is the knee, by the way?
It's fine. It's good.
Yeah, good. You were hobbling around.
Yeah, I was on the DL for 3 months. Thank God I've worked there 100 years and had never taken one sick leave. Wow. So I got I had 3 months.
So I don't know if you wrote down Mexican restaurants.
Oh, La Palma was the best. Herman Reyes. Is
that's
he still
a long
around?
Time ago, but yes.
That was 80s.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like margaritas. I like Playa Azul. Are there more than one?
Yeah, I think there used to be. I don't know. We like Ruben's down in the
Ruben's
Delano district.
It's one of my go-tos. But you know the Delano, I think it's Mexican cafe? Monarch, which we talked about earlier, it's about a block to the east.
Good place?
Absolutely. Highly recommend it.
Connie's.
Now, Ruben's, yes, Connie's is good on Broadway. But Ruben's I probably go to more than the Mexican cafe, Delano Mexican Cafe, but it's outstanding.
Have you ever been? It's right by WSU. It's called Sazon.
No.
You should go there.
We love Cholita's out on West Central.
As you should.
We think it's really good.
Sazon. You should go. Just give it a shot.
What?
It's just a small little place.
Called?
Sazon. Sazon.
Well, there you have it. It's Mexican?
Yeah, and it's great.
Well, I trust you.
Give it a shot.
Yes. I'm a big Mexican
food
guy.
When you go to lunch, now, we haven't been to lunch in a while, but we've been to Merle's.
Yes.
But there's only a handful of places that you normally pick out for lunch.
Well, I try to
expand. I know Livingston's Cafe is
that's my number one. Had lunch there today. I actually had breakfast over the lunch. But remember Jeannie's? It's now called Livingston's Diner.
Yeah.
It's next to my stylist, my barber shop.
Yes, you can knock out two things.
Thursday, and today's Thursday, and I did not go there, but they have a goulash special.
Love goulash.
Yes. So that's one of my go-tos. Back on the Mexican thing, La Chinita.
Okay.
La Chinita's a good place.
Yes. I think we have a ton of outstanding restaurants.
Felipe's, of course.
Felipe's is for sure. But Chris Davis works at Taco Shop.
Oh, what a wonderful job he does out there.
Yes. I go through the drive-thru there. It's got to be the most inexpensive prices in town.
Good.
It still blows my mind how they're able to do that. But good for them. Good Mexican tacos. Let's go restaurants all over the place.
Let's do it.
You got Yaya's.
Yaya's. Yes.
Yes. We mentioned Chester's earlier. You got Newport Grill. You got Lemongrass. And my daughter just texted me and said she wants to go there tonight. So I'm a fan.
You've never been there before.
I've been there once.
But you're a big fan of it.
Oh, love it. Firebirds. You ever go to Firebirds?
I've been. Maybe once. Once or twice. Big fan.
What are your West Side gigs that I need to hit? 12? Have you ever been to 12?
I've never been to 12.
I've only been to 12 once.
Kevin Saul's son works there, or did.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I keep saying I'm going to check it out, but I haven't.
My wife likes Public at the Brickyard, which isn't
a
West Side
place,
but it's downtown. I'm trying to think of the local places that we go. Margaritas I love, I already mentioned.
I'll tell you where, and this, again, is not a Wichita thing, and I like Wichita restaurants as much as anyone, but for convenience, Texas Roadhouse is pretty darn good.
Can't argue. Yeah, they have one out by the airport, and then they have one on the east side.
Right.
Yeah, so I totally agree. I almost forgot Emerson Biggins, Luis Lopez.
Oh, how could you almost forget Louis?
I was with Big Lou last night at Jay Miller's.
Sounds like everybody was there except
yes.
For Jeff and
anybody
me.
That got invited was there.
Thanks for rubbing that in.
Well, yeah, what's the deal?
Yeah, but
that's
anyway.
It's almost worth a text to Jay to say, understand
well,
you had a good party last
well,
night.
They have to like you. I mean, that's kind of a factor.
That does hold me back.
But Emerson Biggins, Luis Lopez, Big Lou. I was in Big Lou's wedding.
Really?
We got a lot of distance out of that last night. He got married 41 years ago in Hutch.
Was he in your wedding?
No, he was not.
Was your wife in your wedding?
For a while. Yes. And then that actually came up. We Kelly Kimmett,
we love Kelly.
Top real estate agent in town.
Not, if you're going to buy a crib, top treasure.
If you are going to buy a crib, you need to use her. She's amazing. Jay Miller was giving her plenty of props last night.
Was she there?
No, she was not. She had a function, but she wanted me to make sure and give some love to Jay and his wife, Joy. She helped them find a house.
Well, good. Yeah, it was, whose house was it? Can we say that?
What do you mean?
Didn't it belong to somebody else before Jay found it?
Well, when he left, they sold it to Ron Baker.
There you go.
Yeah.
Friend of our show, Ron Baker.
Ron Baker.
Oh, what a Wichita treasure he is.
Absolutely. No, Evan Wetzel.
Yes.
Love him. Treasure.
Still.
I know I'm going to get heat. I'm kind of
rolling. You are going to get a lot of heat because...
Have I missed some people?
Oh, no question you've Tanya's, missed
people. Walt.
Tanya's is on the restaurant list for me.
Okay, now I see it. Larry Doss over at Walt.
Larry Doss, wonderful, wonderful job.
Wonderful, wonderful person. Absolutely.
Just a beauty.
The Anchor, that's up and running.
I agree.
Again.
The Anchor we like.
It's
we,
been a
we've
couple years getting freshened up.
What's that place, Old Mill Tasty Shop.
Well, that no longer exists. Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does.
Right there on Douglas.
Right there on Douglas.
It's in Andover, but Metro Bistro is
Nafsker
fantastic.
Nafsker Park, a Wichita treasure. You spent many nights there.
Yeah, where now?
Nafsker Park.
Yes, right across from, Old Mill.
And you might as well just say homegrown, our friend Dave Phillips.
Okay, I saw Dave in Kansas City when we were playing St. Louis. How can you not mention the good people at Ziggy's? The Hideout,
the
Ziggy's, John Fenwick, Doc, love him. The Rebekmos brothers.
Are knocking them out today,
yes.
My friend.
I mean, that, you talk about treasure. That's top of the list. But John Fenwick, I call him Doc.
That's who he is. He's Doc.
He's priceless.
He's one of our guys.
Absolutely. He's a listener of the show.
We haven't really gone through the pizza list. Nola's would be there for me.
Here's Daryl mentioning... himself, Good Egg former owner Daryl Lowry.
I don't know Daryl.
Also former owner of River City Brewery. That's where I met my wife for our first lunch date.
Oh,
that's a great place as well.
Back in 2009.
And she didn't run?
I walked in and she sat there and invited me to sit next to her.
Wow. What do you think of that, Jeff?
Well, that's a date, I guess.
I love Debbie. That's your best. I'll give you some love right now. You were an above average writer for the Eagle Beacon. You're entertaining on the radio till you start jamming up Jeff, which is about 7 seconds. You plenty of props for League 42. I don't even have a humor line there. Good for you on that one.
Good,
but,
no humor.
But yes, but marrying Debbie's your best thing that's ever happened to you.
Well, what about her marrying me?
Well,
not in her top five.
We're still scratching heads on that one.
I mean, that was a brilliant move by her.
Well,
and
that's debatable. But
she reminds me every day
she's
how
wonderful.
Happy she is.
Have we mentioned the John Mack Bridge?
Oh, I love the John Mack Bridge. Really my favorite bridge.
Yeah, can it not be?
We're running out of material.
Yeah, when we start going to bridges.
Bridges might be the...
Well,
yeah.
North High, what's the bridge right there?
Manissa.
Manissa.
North High, the most beautiful high school.
It'd be one for me. I'm with you on that one. North High.
I like
Barry
East.
Sanders, have we given Barry love? I mean,
if we start going down that road.
Lynette Woodard, who visited Phillips University.
How about our good friend Mark Standiford?
Mark Standiford, still the home run leader at Wichita State. Took him to Alaska 2 years.
All right.
The Alaska League twice.
We got just a minute or so left. Your favorite player ever at Wichita State.
Okay.
Go for it.
Yeah, I'm going to go
right
there.
Right now is a good time just to go.
Well, I get asked a lot of times who was the best pitcher we've ever had at Wichita State. And it was a tie between Dreifert and Pelfrey. When they were on the mound, I looked like a really good coach.
Don't care about best.
What am I supposed to say on that, Jeff?
You know a name came to your mind immediately.
Yeah, and that's all we want. And nobody's going to hold you accountable. Nobody's going to be upset.
Except all the people I didn't pick.
No, they'll be fine with it.
They can just assume they're second.
They want to know right now.
Who my
favorite? If I had to guess.
Let's go. Start.
If I had to guess, I would say Travis Wyckoff.
Oh, okay. That's a safe one.
You can't just give him the answer.
You soft-toss me right there. And that's a good answer. He like Paul Sollentrop, is one of my go-tos. When I'll be a little rattled, I'll call him, and he's like my psychologist. He's just the voice of reason. Travis Wyckoff, let's roll with that.
Why not?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, he doesn't listen.
You let him out
I was
easy.
Trying to get somebody that was listening so they'd say, thanks, dude. Brandon Hall's a Wichita treasure.
Love him.
He's a great friend.
Great friend.
Shane Dennis, how can you go wrong with him?
Anthony
Jamie Bluma.
Capra could be listening right
Anthony
now.
Anthony Capra's, I'm a big fan. He's got an amazing Christmas display.
I heard about that.
In Andover.
Wow.
Pelfrey put that on Twitter/X.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I went and checked it, and it's legit.
All right. Brent, we always love you. You're always entertaining, and we like having you here for our treasure show. Thank you for being here, and we'll catch up soon.
Sounds good. My pleasure.
Brent Chemnitz, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back in a minute. We'll make our picks with Jason Duda, who may or may not join us. Apparently, he has an appointment that's running long. And the big fella, Anthony, they join the show next. The Bob and Jeff Show, KFH.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
So Duda did send his picks, and we'll give those as we move along here. Let's hear the music, Mac. There we go. Duda has retained the lead, although it's now tight. I've moved into second place. Jeff is third. Max is holding off Anthony for fourth place, but Anthony had the best week last week. The bonus game killed everyone last week, but it particularly killed Jeff and Jason, who went with 10 points. We start with the bonus game this week in the college football playoff. An in-state battle, Indiana visiting South Bend to face Notre Dame. The Irish, a 7.5-point favorite. This is the bonus game, 1 to 10 points. What number you bid, you could either get the points or you could lose them. I'll start out. This is a hard one. That half point is a big deal.
It is.
I'm not convinced on either of these teams. I like Indiana within the number for 6. Jeff.
So more confident. I'm not going the 10-point route today because that burns you more often than not. And I agree with you about the half point. I think Indiana stays within a touchdown. I hope they do because I got them for 4.
Duda, being the moron he is, Notre Dame for 10.
Good for him.
Max?
Yeah, Ted, the sports head, alumni of Notre Dame. I'm with Ted, Notre Dame for 6.
Well, he likes Notre Dame. That doesn't mean he'd pick him with
Max,
the bonus.
Max is a loyal guy.
He is a loyal guy. Anthony, how you doing, first of all? What's your pick here?
Oh. I'm doing all right, but you know Gullible is written on the ceiling. Right about now, everybody just looked up. Falling after Notre Dame. But no, I'm going to go with Indiana because this is a rival game. Not really a rival game, but Indiana has more to prove than Notre Dame does. So I'm going to lay 10 on Indiana.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Well, somebody's losing 10. I hope it's Duda. Because I'll get 6 if that's the case. Next, we have Southern Methodist University, better known as SMU, in Happy Valley to face Penn State. Penn State, an 8.5-point favorite in this game. Jeff?
We got picks, of course, brought to you by FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. I don't know if I'd recommend anyone go to FanDuel to bet this game. It's interesting. It's tricky. I think SMU is good. Penn State's good. So let's say they're more evenly matched than 8.5 points than SMU for 1.
Let's see. Duda has SMU for 1. Max.
I like Penn State at home. I got Penn State for two.
Penn State for two. What about you, Anthony?
That's right. This is a home game. This is also the playoffs, too. I think there's a lot riding on mine, but I'm going to go with SMU for three.
You know, I often talk about how I think the whole Penn State thing is way overrated. They've proven that again to some degree this year. I think SMU's...
remember, they lost to Clemson.
I know. This is a tough game. I am going to pick SMU. That's a lot of points. SMU for two.
That's because Paul Savage says they're an up-and-coming power, you know.
Well, you know. Now we have aforementioned Clemson on the road to face Texas. Texas giving 12.5. Duda picks Texas for three. What about you, Max?
That's a lot of points. I'd rather start with the points. I'll take Clemson for one so I don't lose much.
Clemson for one. Anthony?
Yeah, that is a lot. And Dabo has been in these moments as a head coach more than Sarkisian has been as a head coach. So I'm going to lay 2 points on Clemson.
A lot of points on the road. Clemson with a resume that may not jump out at you. I'm not sure about Texas. I'm going to pick University of Texas for four against my better judgment. Jeff?
Yeah, these are tough games. I don't know. I just changed a bunch of picks and then kind of changed them back and rearranged. So I don't know, but I have Texas for five.
All right. We'll see. And finally, the final first-round playoff game, Tennessee at Ohio State, the Buckeyes giving 7.5 points. Max, you get the first pick here.
Let's see. In honor of Mike Vrabel, I'm taking Ohio State for seven. He could end up being the next coach there.
Maybe. Anthony.
Is that breaking news right there?
I think that's Max wishful thinking.
No, I want him on the Patriots for a coach.
I'll take him for the Cowboys. Anyway, I'm going to lay four on Ohio State. This is the one time where I think home cooking will actually do some good. So I'm going to say four on Ohio State.
Thinking about our buddy Mike Furches, big Volunteer fan. So if these picks were to all come true, I guess there's only one other SEC team playing. We all picked Texas, or most of us did. I'm gonna pick Ohio State for one. Jeff?
Well, the home cooking against Michigan did not get Ohio State anywhere. Tennessee, they've had a really good year. Ohio State has had an okay year by their standards. I got Tennessee for four.
Wow. Duda with Ohio State for two. Now we get into the NFL where Duda just goes wild. He's the best NFL prognosticator
you
could ever have. Denver and the Chargers in L.A. Interesting line on this game, I think. The Chargers a 3.5-point favorite. We start with you, Anthony.
Wow, got me on the hot seat. Man, this game could go either if we get the Bo Nix that threw three interceptions last week, then, yes, I could see 3.5 for L.A., or are we going to see, I don't know who we're going to see, but Herbert is playing tonight, so, yes, I'm going to roll with the 3.5 for L.A. because it's a home game. Give me five on the Chargers.
Five on the Chargers, who are not playing well right now. They had their moments. They look like a team that's fizzling to me. Denver looks exactly the opposite, like a team that's going to ride a wave into the playoffs. Their young quarterback getting better and better. This one to me is this is a Denver pick for seven. Jeff.
I'm not quite that confident. Bo Nix was not very good in their most recent game against Indianapolis. That game really turned when Jonathan Taylor fumbled or dropped or let go of the ball right before the goal line.
All right, we don't need – this isn't and, NFL highlights. Let's
and the, and the momentum really shifted after that. But I still do have Denver. I think they're better than the Chargers, and I have them for three.
Duda likes Denver for seven. Max.
Yeah, Denver's hot. I'm going with the Broncos for six in this one. It charges at home. It'd be mostly people from Denver there, probably.
Anthony out there on that limb on that one. Next, we have Pittsburgh and Baltimore. Seems like they just played. They're playing again in Baltimore, where the Ravens are a 6.5-point favorite. I start here. I think Pittsburgh's fading. I like Baltimore for five. Jeff.
And I don't know why I put so many points on this game, because the last time these teams played, it was ugly. Pittsburgh pulled it out, but that was at home. Baltimore should be able to take care of them by touchdown. Six for Baltimore.
Duda goes the other way. Pittsburgh for four. Max?
Yeah, you know, these division games in the black and blue division. I think the Ravens can win, but I think the Steelers will keep it within the spread. So I'll take the Steelers for three.
And what about you, Anthony?
Yeah, I got to go with Pittsburgh on this just because of history. And for some reason, Pittsburgh is like kryptonite to Lamar Jackson. So I will go with Pittsburgh and six.
All right. We're a little bit all over the place there. I like Baltimore. Philadelphia in Washington to face the Commanders. Even on the road, the Eagles are 3.5-point favorites. Jeff.
Every time I thought the Eagles might fade a little bit, it hasn't happened. They've actually gone the other direction. They had the turmoil. Didn't matter. Washington, hasn't played really well in a while. I've got Philly for seven.
Wow. Duda has Philly for six. What about you, Max?
Yeah. I'm putting my snowman on the Eagles in this one. Eagles for eight.
Wow. Ooh. Anthony, you hanging with the big spenders here?
No, I'm not hanging with the big spenders because everything is going against the Commanders. And, of course, me being the Cowboys, traditionally I would go against them. But just when you think one team is doing bad and the other team is on the roll, it's when everything reverses. So I'm going to lay one on Washington.
One on Washington.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think you're going to – I think you missed an opportunity here. I like Philly, and I'm going all eight. All eight.
Yeah.
Next, Tampa Bay and Dallas in Dallas. The Cowboys showing a little bit of sign of life now with their quarterback. They are getting 4.5 points at home. We start with Duda on this one, right? Or
yeah.
Do we start with you? He has Dallas for five.
He's not smart.
What about you, Max?
Do you think Cleveland is regretting letting Baker Mayfield go? They have to be. I like the Bucs in this one for five.
Tampa for five. Anthony.
All right. You guys are pretty smart. And you also have to remember, this is a home game for Dallas. They don't play good at home for some reason. So, smart money, Tampa Bay. And I'm going seven.
Seven on Tampa Bay. I like Tampa Bay, too. I think they're good. And I think they'll cover this, even on the road. Tampa Bay for six. Jeff.
Yeah, Anthony said it. Dallas plays terribly at home. Tampa Bay just went into L.A. and crushed the Chargers. Baker Mayfield's playing well. Tampa for eight.
Wow. Duda on the island. I don't know what made him pick Dallas. And finally, the Chiefs at home. Sounds like Patrick Mahomes is going to answer the bell and play in this game. They are 3.5-point favorites on Saturday against the Houston Texans. Let's start this one with Duda. He has Houston for eight.
Okay.
Max.
Oh, he's hurt. Oh, he faked all his injuries. It's hard to beat the refs. But I'll take the Texans for four.
Dumb. That's why Max will never, ever be a threat in picks. Anthony.
You know, it's hard to pick when the Chiefs are involved because they very rarely seldomly cover the spread, with the exception being Cleveland. So I'm going to have to lay my eight ball on Houston.
Wow.
Lots of confidence in a Houston Texans team that hasn't been nearly as good as I thought they were going to be. They're still a threat.
They're okay.
But I don't know, man. The Chiefs have something to play for here. It's not like they're just they're on cruise control. One of the reasons Mahomes is playing is because they got to bury Buffalo so that they can get the bye and the home field. I like Kansas City here. I'm not going a ton of points, but I like Kansas City here for three. Jeff?
Yeah, I'm right there. I don't have much confidence, but Houston hasn't shown me much this year. Kansas City for two.
All right, there you go. Big fella, you had a good week last week. Congratulations. Keep it going in the right direction, although I got to tell you, with these picks, I'm not sure you will.
We'll see about that. That's why we play to win the game.
That's right.
Always.
Exactly. Thank you, Anthony.
Yep.
And to Max as well, and to Duda, who did his picks electronically. Tomorrow on the show, the three-man booth, unless I get moody and decide not to do it.
Yeah, let's don't.
I'll let you know in the morning.
No.
A day off has an appeal. You know, I haven't had one in 3 weeks.
I understand, but I'm off Channel 12 tomorrow, and I don't want to spend that time trying to find guests. So let's
Well, too bad what you want.
Let's just do the show.
You already got Joanna at 3:25.
Yeah, sure do.
Guests can't be your security blanket.
You have at least 2 days off next week. If not, you can take it. I take Christmas Eve, Christmas Day after. I mean, I take all of those.
Well, we'll see what I do.
Yeah.
What I do is my business.
But, of course, I'm off next week as well.
Well, that's ridiculous.
And then you're off the week after
we'll
that.
We'll see how we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
We will.
I'll just leave it at that.
We don't know what's going to happen.
What do we have? We got your birthday thing coming up Saturday. We've got the folks at the Eagle, Jamie Green and Travis Hying, are going to give us a sneak peek at the new League 42 Jackie Robinson statue theft documentary, Be Like Jackie, More Like Jackie. And we're getting a preview of that on Saturday afternoon. Thanks to them for making that available to us.
I assume
us.
I'm allowed to bring my family with me to that.
Well, sure. Max is holding. This better be good because I'm on a roll. Hello, Max.
Bob, happy belated anniversary, sir. Happy for you.
Well, be happy for my wife. I don't understand why everybody's happy for me.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, she's a lucky gal if she was able to land you. Hey, guys, Wichita Treasure Show tomorrow, is that right?
It was today, Max.
No,
we just spent the first hour and 20 minutes with Brent Chemnitz.
I was told.
You'll have to go back and are you awake, Max? Usually you have more energy.
Bad information.
Yeah, what's going on?
I got some bad information on Saturday night. I was told it was on the 20th, Brent Chemnitz was going to be in, and I was told that if I call in with my treasure, that I cannot say Ziggy's Pizza because Brent had dibs on saying Ziggy's Pizza was his treasure.
Brent alluded to Ziggy's Pizza. We had an hour and 20 minutes of Brent going in and out of consciousness, and it was a great show.
Brent's got a fold-out cot in the closet of the hideout at Ziggy's that he just lives in there. I mean, the guy is paying two mortgages right now, one in his house and one at the hideout. I mean, he lives there, Bob.
He loves his Ziggy's. Who can blame him? It's a great place. Yeah, you missed it. You'll have to go back and listen to it.
Was the show actually today? It was today?
Yes.
We're not lying.
Oh, my gosh. well, I can cancel my PTO tomorrow from 2 to 4 because I planned on listening in the whole time. Yeah, how did I miss that?
Well, you can still hear it on the Odyssey app, KFHradio.com. Max is Max, our producer, is diligent about making sure the show is on our Twitter page,
on YouTube. I mean, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. You can listen to this show anytime, any place.
All right. Was there a new treasure on the list this year? That kitchen remodel you just finished up?
I've already forgotten.
Did that make the list?
I've already forgotten what the treasures were. Certainly, my kitchen remodel is a treasure. No
Absolutely.
Question. Thanks, Max. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Go back and listen. All right, there you go. What was I talking about before?
I don't know. Does it matter?
That's not a typical Max call.
Something was missing there.
There was no energy, no life. And, you know, we love Max.
Yeah, he didn't really bring it today, and that's okay.
It's okay. Maybe he had a bad connection.
I don't know.
I'm not going to critique it, although I just spent the last minute doing exactly that.
Yeah.
I can't remember what I was talking about, but it was good.
The documentary.
Oh, that. We're going to see that, and we'll have an announcement on how you can see it fairly soon. It'll do well. It's 1 hour and 2 minutes long. These are people who have won several awards with previous documentaries on Father Capon and the Marian Record. They've won Emmys with their work, and they've done a... I haven't seen the full documentary. I saw the trailer, and then about a month or so ago, I saw the first... At that time, before they'd done a lot of editing, I saw the first 10 to 15 minutes, and it's going to be really good.
I believe it.
And really difficult for the old man to watch in part. There are parts of it that will be difficult.
Well, we'll be there for you.
Well, you know what part I'm talking about, too.
Almost all the parts.
Well, especially the youngster, Marcus.
Right.
Who is, will forever have a piece of my heart. And I hope he'll be at the screening on Saturday. With his family. We'll see. They've been invited.
Good.
Anything else you want to share? Because yesterday you about drove me to drink in the car. Max was playing music.
Well, I don't hear that.
I know. You don't put your headsets on.
I knew we were going to break, but I wanted
to. And he kept playing it louder and louder and play the. And it just got to the point. Take a break.
We were going to break, but I didn't have much for the after that segment and just bump around. Hey, what are you doing this week? So I wanted to go a little longer with that segment and then come back and
kind of... Well, Max, you got to get a read on that. But don't drive the old man crazy.
Well, I apologize.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We love you all. Thanks to Max back in the studio. We'll be back tomorrow.